You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
I'm Harold Mester. Thanks for tuning in. In the studio with us, Governor-elect Scott Walker and County Board Chairman Lee Holloway. It was this studio 8.5 years ago where I actually hosted a debate between you, Mr. Walker, and the late Jim Ryan for your first county executive run. And so I'm kind of bookending your career with the county in a way. But back then, I asked you whether you were running for county executive as a stepping stone for governor, and you indicated that this you felt running for county exec was the right thing to do at the time, right. And that. You know, later on, whenever you find out what kind of job you've done as county executive, you know, you said based on what the voters feel, if they think you've done a good job, maybe there's other things. And you had earlier run for county or for governor back in 2006, and you dropped out of the race and yielded to Mark Green. So everything seemed to fall into place for you this time around. You had the national political climate turning your direction. The incumbent Jim Doyle decided not to run again, and a number of Democrats declined to enter the race. So I guess my question for you, in hindsight, you're probably glad that you decided to get out of it back in 06.
Oh, yeah. It was the right. I didn't do it for political reasons. I did because I thought it was the right thing at that time. But little did I know that, not just politically, but I think in terms of, and Lee and I were just talking about, you know, coming at the right time, having a different approach. I think some of the things I've talked about in terms of austerity, trying to keep things under control, are probably needed now more than ever at the state, too, because for years they've been out of control. They've been raiding funds. They've been taking money from here and there and not really running things correctly. And so it gives me a chance to apply some of what I've learned under, you know, 8 difficult budgets. There's going to be difficult budgets at the state as well, but we've learned ways to try and balance that, not just cut things, but do things differently that make things operate better and to look at things different. You know, I was just...
Before you go, Scott, I want to have a little fun, just a little fun. You said that you decided not to run with Green, not politically. Then what was the decision that you decided not to run?
Well, I guess a little bit of
politics. I thought it was political.
Well, not political for me as much as personal in the sense that I realized where Mark Green and I were both headed, neither of us could win if we both stayed on the same track.
Right.
And I, at the time, wanted a different governor. And I realized if it wasn't me, Mark Green had a shot. So that's why I ended up backing out. But I guess my thought was certainly it's political in terms of him, what it meant for Mark Green. But for me personally, I didn't say, okay, I'm going to back out. And then, you know, 4 years from now, I'm going to do it. I had no idea Mark Green could have won.
Then
I would never run for governor
again. You were perceived as a young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
You didn't have all the money. You was perceived a little wet behind the ears and whatever. And Mark Green was looked upon as being a little bit more seasoned. I think you made the right decision.
Well, in hindsight, it ended up being a perfect decision, didn't it? I mean, it was one of, and not even just in terms of the time, you know, running, but honestly, you know, I think 4 more years of experience. I mean, there's a lot of times the last couple of days I've been, you know, doing budget briefings. I get my double dose this year. I do county budget briefings and now state ones. But a lot of times I'll say, you know what, that we did this at the county. How does that relate to what this would happen at the state? Mm-hmm. And it's very, very helpful. It's something that, you know, even coming out of the state legislature, I would have never had that executive experience of understanding the impact not only on the budget, but what it means to real people. You know, not just the programmatic, but what does it mean to real people's lives? What are the real options? And it was also interesting in terms of what does it mean to local governments. I was talking to Linda Seemeyer, who used to work for the county for many
years.
I like her. And she worked in our administration, and then she left and slowed her pace down a little bit, went to Walworth County and did Health and Human Services. But I was talking to her the other day about...
Really? You're talking to her, huh?
I love talking to Linda. Because she once worked in the state as well, and she had some great insights in terms of... She said, you know, Health and Human Services, one of the big things you got to do, not just from Walworth or Milwaukee County, but from any county, is find more county administrators and plug them in to the Department of Health Health Services, because you need people who are at the forefront of providing services. You need people who know what the impact's going to be, how to make things more efficient, how to make them more effective. And, you know, and all too often at the state, in many ways at the federal government, the people making decisions don't have a real connection to what it means, where it's ultimately happening. And those are the sorts of things, you know, have been real valuable over the last 8 years to pick up on.
Okay. Well, you're going to be the governor, and Mr. Chairman, you're going to become the county executive for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
On a temporary basis, then you'll be appointing someone on an interim basis. Have you determined who that person's going to be?
No, I haven't, but I'll be the county executive for 30 days, but I'll have my influence for another 75 days. And we'll try to do a lot of innovative programs, and move to making some decisions that I think the county executive would not have been able to do based on the politics of things.
Can you give us a hint?
Now, on the lighter side, I can tell you one person. It won't be me, because you see, in Dade County, Kathleen Falk is retiring. But she's resigning early, and they're appointing her to be the interim.
Until the election.
So there's somebody there the whole time. Now, in my case, I'm going to take that oath on January 3rd, and you're not getting me to do double duty. So,
so you're not ready to announce who you're
interim. No, I'm really – I talked to Dan Weiss this morning, and he asked me that too. I'm just really just starting to talk to different people. I told Scott, and I told some other people as well – when Scott won the governor, I was very happy for him, but I was also like a deer in headlight. I've been like working with this guy for 8 years and whatever, got to know him pretty well, what kind of guy he is and whatever. And when it happened, I was happy for him, but I was just stunned. Not that I was surprised that he was going to win. I was just stunned that it had happened.
Well, to our knowledge, I don't think anyone from Milwaukee County government has ever been elected governor.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And that puts the county in an interesting position, too. So, all right. So there is going to be a special election after you appoint the interim. There are a lot of questions out there about who's going to run, who's not going to run. Chairman, are you running?
I'm not running. I'm thinking about it. I tell you, when I look at the competition out there, and they tell me that David Clark is not running, and I look at the competition, I'm not afraid of any of those people. I wouldn't have been afraid of David Clark, but I would think it would be more competition for me. But I'm not afraid of any of those guys. Those guys are very similar to me. They have a particular area of their district that they'll be popular in, and they'll have to reach out for a number of other people. And, you know, and other people that have opportunity to go or have went countywide, I'm not afraid of those people at all. So it's interesting. I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to look at it for 30 days and I'll probably decide at that time.
Okay.
He's got to be nice to me because I could be a potential voter here. So. I still live. Yeah. I said that even though I'll be living in temporary public housing in Madison, I'm still a voter in Milwaukee County.
That's true.
Well, after 8.5 years with the same county executive, it is kind of interesting that we're going to have potentially, what would that be? There could be four more county executives in the next year and a half, because we'll have you, Mr. Chairman, you'll have the interim, then whoever wins the election, and then just a year after that, you're going to have another election.
Well, I think it will be extremely tough on whoever become the county executive, because the first budget will be partially very political.
Yeah,
can't help but to be political. And the second, and that person get in, he or she's going to be a very difficult, complex kind of guy or female. And the next budget will be as tough, because it will be like that for the next 6 to 7 years before things get into place that we can operate more freely, communicating with the unions and working with them, working out futuristic kinds of things and what have you. It's going to be a tough situation, and it's not going to be a lot of help we can expect to come from the state.
I wanted to ask about that. I mean, where do you see the relationship between the state? Because we're going to have new people in both county exec and governor. How do you see the county and state working together?
Well, and what the chairman just talked about. I mean, it's much as the next county executive and the county board are going to deal with tough budgets. I mean, the state, you know, you've seen the numbers. It's about a $3.3 billion budget deficit. As if that wasn't enough, I've got about $150 million deficit to deal with just in this fiscal year alone, but about $3.3 billion in the next budget. That's going to, you know, that's tough to balance no matter what you do. I think the one thing I've learned, both from being the county executive, but also working with the county's association and other local governments is, while we're not going to have more money, and Lee's right about that, there are things we can do to make it easier. We've talked a lot for years about state mandates, and the state kind of says, yeah, and they don't listen. I mean, to me, there are plenty of things I've learned, things I knew up front, but plenty more things I've learned that make things operate better. Even a good example is a few years back, and some said it was political. In fact, some people on the county board who weren't allies might even say it was political when the state took over the public assistance
program. Are you going to give it back to us?
Well, but that's a point of where it was a good example where what the state did was the worst of all worlds.
Yes.
It was before all the county. Some had looked and said, make it all the state and then pay for that. But what the state did was the worst of everything. They took it away, but use county workers, so the county still has to pay for the workers at the higher rate.
And it costs
without any direction.
And the state does the supervision. So that's a good example where you say either you give it back, which is one option, or maybe, who knows, in this budget, maybe with all counties we say it's more efficient to have the state do it for everybody, not just Milwaukee County, but then to take everything over and to streamline it. Those are all things, you know, to look at and say, which is the most effective? Can you do it not only cost-effective, but do it in a way that improves services. And I think there are ways can do it. But that's one of the things I bring and some of the people I'll bring over with me who aren't just from Milwaukee County, but from other county governments who can help in these tough times when you're going to have to make some adjustments to balance the budget, but do it in a way that gives more power back to counties, villages, towns, cities, and school districts to better control their own destiny.
Well, and I think that if you look at giving it back to Milwaukee County, it is probably more manageable because it'll be big enough for us to manage it. You talk about the little counties and whatever. Pretty much, if you manage it from that perspective, you'll be managing on the back of Milwaukee County because they're far too small to make an impact on a managerial perspective from the state. So what I would like, if you're going to give it back with all the resources. And then be managerial enough to understand that you won't have to take and give it back with all the administrative costs, but give it back whole. One of the other things that I like to ask the governor-elect, we have something that he put in the budget, a $600,000 part that he took out from the health care.
For GAMP.
For the GAMP.
Badger Care. I think that was $6.8
million. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, $6.8 million. And the thing about it is that I got a letter from Ms. Timberlake.
That's the state health services secretary?
Exactly. Yeah. And she's requesting that we pay it. And I'm going to be sending a letter back and saying that if you're there, you need to talk to your boss because your boss took it from right. you, and I'm following what your boss say who's going to be the governor. So I don't plan on paying anything.
Well, that's a good example, one where the state applied a different standard to one county and not to the others.
Right.
It's why I objected to it then, and to me, that's one of the things I'm going to take with me as governor is you got to learn that you got to treat you don't play one county against another. You don't play one city against another. Yeah. You got to be fair and across the board on things. If you're going to make changes, you make them to everybody. You don't just make them for one and not for the other there.
And I know that that's your motto, and I know that you'll do that because you've always did that in the last 8 years. Yep. Always try to be too straight, you know, but you always have played that role.
Last thing, and I want to move on to some other topics here, but since we're talking about state policy, if you can – Governor-elect, just talk about mass transit and shared revenue, and if there's anything you can do to help the county along those lines, or if you're going to be looking at scaling back shared revenue. I know it's early, but...
Yeah, we just literally got the briefings just the other day on shared revenue. A lot will depend on what other options. We've talked about, you know, wage and benefit reform. We've talked about some of the fraud in Medicaid, some of the other issues out there. If we made any adjustments in shared revenue, believe me, it would be done in a way where we gave tools back to local governments. Cities and towns have a much bigger impact on shared revenue than the county gets a fair amount, but nothing compared, for example, like the city of Milwaukee or some of the other municipalities across the state. But if we were going to make any changes, we'd make them in conjunction with of, say, changes in mediation arbitration, which is the wage and compensation rules in the state, and changes in state mandates and things like that, so that at least local governments had tools to make up if there were adjustments in shared revenue. But this is, it's still pretty early. We literally just got, in the last couple of days, briefings on that. You know, one of the challenges, I get briefings now, start making decisions or start preparing to make decisions, but I don't technically make any, even though I've commented a lot of late, but I don't technically make any official decisions until January 3rd. And on the mass transit site, transportation overall, you know, they've taken a couple times, even this last budget, took a little bit of lapse money out of the transportation fund. We've got to shore that up, and we do that. That helps everything. It helps mass transit aids. It helps local road aids. It helps highway maintenance aid. There's a whole series of things that have to be done to shore up that that transportation fund, and that could be helpful not only Milwaukee County to Appleton and the Fox Cities where they've got mass transit and other areas as well.
Well, you know that I'm for dedicated funding, and I tried to do a sales tax, which was opposed to, and I think it would have been the right thing to do. I don't know any other model, because we got to get the transit off of the property tax, because we're probably the only large transportation system that's still on the property tax. If you come up with an ideal that we can get it off the property tax, I will be very pleased, because I think that the model that we had, the 1% sales tax, where we got 52% of the people who voted for it, would have took the transportation off the property tax, the parks off the property tax, and the emergency medical off the property tax. And at the same time, give the property tax owners about $150 off of their property tax. And I just think that it's fair, because it allows people who live in Milwaukee County or visit Milwaukee County have to contribute to it. People who don't own property have to take and pay sales tax, and people who visit have to pay sales tax. And it, in essence, relief the property tax from having to pay the high burden. And clearly, I'm a person that has advocated for transportation, because I think it's the infrastructure economics of any municipalities, the county, and what have you. So if you can come up with a ideal to assist or help me from that perspective, I'd be very happy to accept it.
Well, we're going to take another break here, and we'll wrap things up and find out what it's like to actually be the governor-elect when Inside the County Board continues.